VEA President Kitty Boitnot was flanked by VEA Chapter President and teachers who say they need the General Assembly to approve at least a 3% pay raise by the end of the session.
The men and women who teach Virginia's children, as well as those who support the education process and a variety of other vital jobs, are working for the third consecutive year, some longer than that, without salary increases. In fact, many of them are working today for less money than they received 3 years ago as a result of pay cuts, furloughs, and health insurance premium increases.
Boitnot says this will cost an estimated $112 million a year. She adds that the increase will not make the salaries as competitive as they would like, but it would help employees who have been devoting more time to improving education with fewer resources. State revenues appear to be slowly recovering, but teachers will have competitors for funding as lawmakers weigh other budget priorities. The state's public schools employ about 100,000 teachers and instructional staff. Tommy McNeil, Virginia Public Radio, Richmond.